The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Coltrane Carlson with Raccoon Valley Radio and Aaron Summers with Pocahontas Record Democrat. Coltrane, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Okay, thank you, Senator. Following the dramatics that came late last week from the White House with the interactions between President Donald Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and Ukrainian President Zelensky, what was your takeaway comment from how that conversation went and how that ended?
Well, I guess for the first 50 minutes, it went pretty well, but the last 5 minutes kind of fell apart. And I think it's I wish it hadn't happened. I tend to be very supportive of Ukraine from this standpoint. Ukraine gave up their nuclear arms in 1994. There was a Budapest Agreement that Russia signed. The United States also signed it, saying these two countries would guarantee the sovereignty of Ukraine. And obviously, Ukraine didn't invade Russia. Russia invaded Ukraine. And another thing I'd like to have you remember is that Ukraine was elected in a free election, and Putin kills all of his political opposition, and he's a dictator. He kidnaps Ukrainian kids, brings them to Russia to Russify them. That's about 19,000, I read one time. He bombs hospitals in violation of international law. International Court of Crimes have labeled him a war criminal. It's pretty hard, pretty difficult to take up the side of Putin for me. By the way, I had a chance before he went to the White House, Kerensky. I was with a bipartisan group of about 15 senators, met with him at a hotel right close to the White House, and it was a very good meeting. And by the way, Senator Wicker put that group together, and the first thing he said, I think it'd be a good thing if he got the television cameras out of here so we could have a more honest discussion. And we had a very good discussion, nothing like what you saw on TV. Aaron?
Thank you, Senator. Do you have any concerns in general about how President Trump has been approaching the peace negotiations in this situation?
No, I think everybody wants peace. I think Ukraine would like to have peace. And I have no fault with what the president is trying to do. And I hope he's successful. Coltrane?
Thank you, Senator. President Trump has said several times that he would like to get rid of the U.S. Department of Education. And as I understand it, the secretary nominee McMahon's nomination is to be voted upon later today, if not already, maybe happen to formally confirm her as the Secretary of Education. So, well, what are your thoughts about that potential nominee being confirmed and the validity of what President Trump has kind of advocated for, more or less, about getting rid of or closing down the U.S. Department of Education?
Well, I think you've asked two separate questions. One, the president can't do away with the Department of Education. Congress created it, and we'd have to abandon it. He's got some leeways within how many people work in the department. He's got some leeways on actions to take or not to take. And I think Secretary McMahon will be a darn good Secretary of Education. For most of the people in Iowa and the other 49 states, you should not get the idea that the Secretary of Education is superintendent of education, because we don't have a national system of education. Most of the decisions based upon education are entirely state and local issues, mostly dependent on what the state legislature of a particular state wants. Aaron?
Thank you, Senator. What priorities would you like to hear President Trump discuss when he comes to address Congress tomorrow?
Well, I sure want him to talk about agriculture. It's such an important part of our economy, and talking about it gives presidential support to the family farmers of America. We're only 2% of the people in this country, but we produce the food for the another 98%. So it's pretty important that they be uplifted, and this is a wonderful opportunity for the president to do this in a State of the Union message, and at the same time, educate the 98% of the people that eat all this food that they need to appreciate the family farmer. Coltrane?
Yes, Senator. I recently saw that the Senate Judiciary Committee, of which you chair that committee, passed out legislation about this Halt Fentanyl Act with a bipartisan vote. Could you please explain to me about this bill and the fact that there's that expiration date of March 31st that would come up about the temporary Schedule I status for fentanyl that happens?
The March 31st date is related to the fact that we have fentanyl on Schedule I and it expired nine times and has had a short extension. This will schedule fentanyl and its analogs permanently, so we don't have to renew it all the time, and it's going to give law enforcement a greater chance to strengthen this battle against fentanyl, because it's responsible for about 70,000 of the overdose deaths that we have every year, of about 100,000. So it's pretty important that this bill gets passed, and I'm very grateful for the bipartisan opposition. I think we picked up four Democrats out of their 10, and that's pretty significant. And I think we'll have a good chance of getting it done on the floor of the House of Representatives. The reason for the scheduling of Schedule I is the analogs. You can change the chemical makeup of fentanyl very easily for their analogs, and what might be illegal today isn't illegal tomorrow, and it just makes it very difficult for prosecution. Aaron, you're the last question.
Thank you, Senator. One of the major issues during the 2024 presidential election was immigration and the situation at the southern border. What have you seen? What actions have you seen the federal government and the president take in the, you know, in his first month in office to address that situation that you appreciate?
Well, it's quite obvious. One of the things everybody sees on television, if they're watching television, is people that are illegally in the country are being rounded up and deported. Another thing is you see sometimes on television, the numbers of people illegally crossing the border are just a handful. I don't really mean just five, but on a colorful way of saying it, a handful compared to the millions that came in under the Biden administration. And you see in bills passed that are coming up to be passed, more money to finish the wall. And then you have agreements with countries to take the deportees back that you didn't have when Biden was president, and particularly with Mexico, that they will work with us to take their people back that are criminal elements in this country. They're working with us to keep the cartels under control. We've had about a dozen people brought back to the United States for criminal trial and things of that nature. Goodbye.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coltrane and Aaron, for joining today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.